Then about 9:15 on the following day, I walked into the coffee shop, and just as I expected, Joe was already there.
Paul! Paul Meyer!
Oh, good morning, Joe.
Hey, come on over. Pull up a chair. I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
Thanks.
Sit down, Paul. Say, I've just finished the morning paper, and I'm ready for my second cup of coffee.
Is that so? I've been hoping I'd run into you.
Yeah? Hey, Max, got another coffee customer for you.
Okay, coming right up.
You know, this guy Max is a great guy. He owns this place, and he makes a good cup of coffee.
Yes, I know.
Here you are, gentlemen.
I didn't expect to find a salesman drinking coffee this late in the morning. How long you been here, Joe?
Oh, I don't know. I guess 45 minutes, maybe. Why do you ask?
You must be making a lot of sales, piling up a good income.
Oh, I'm doing all right. I could do better, but... Oh, I get it, Paul. You've got the needle out and back on that old time is money kick, right?
Not back on it, Joe. Still on it.
Okay. So time is money. You know, it's a good expression, but it doesn't really mean anything. Time's a lot of other things, too, you know. Time is happiness, and, well, time's a big pain when you're waiting for somebody.
That's right.
And time is timing, when you're in trouble with your golf swing like I used to be. But you know, Paul, I got that lick now. Now, let me tell you about it. You see, I used to have this grip that was...
For the next 30 minutes, I listened to Joe Anderson's description of how he finally overcame a tendency to slice every time he drove a golf ball.